That's our final survey for 1986, which clearly shows that 50% of people listen to Q012.
The second one is the wise one, Bob, who doesn't. Q012, that's why half of it's missing all the time. It moves around like this. I mean, weird on your radio.
Yes, 50% of people, the left half of people listen to us. Let's talk cars. According to Richard Lay's column in the Herald, the America column, cars of the future will talk to the driver and call him or her by name. A computer brain will respond to the driver's voice and say hello, then adjust the seat position, temperature, mirrors, and radio to fit the preference of that person. Detroit Society of Automotive Engineers say that this could happen as early as 1990. That's all very well, but will the car know when to shut up?
Everything okay, Bob? Are you quite comfortable?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Going a little fast, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Watch out for that bicycle.
I see it.
Are you making a left turn at the next junction?
Yes, I am.
Well, why are you out in the middle of the road?
I'm not in the middle of the road.
Yes, you are. And you're going too fast. Slow down.
I am slowing.
Mind the car in front. You're too close to it. What are you doing?
Letting you out.
But I'm a computer. How can I get out?
Like this. Goodbye.
It's a good, good morning. The Breakfast Show on Q102.
And the time now, 17 minutes past 8.